Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. You date me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could come in my coffee and tell me it's creamy. My guest today.
Oh my God. What did I just get myself into? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The best hour of your life. My guest today. Ooh-wee. He is my co-star on the NBC series Grand Crew that streams on Hulu and Peacock. It is Aaron Jennings.
Yo, that's what's up. I want you, thank you for having me, yo. I want you to like wake me up in the morning with that. I feel like that opening was just so great.
Oh, you know, I'm just here having all of the fun.
Yes, as you should. I want to thank you for popping my podcast virginity.
This is wild to me that you've never been on a podcast. What are you drinking?
Cranberry juice.
Ooh, gotta keep that pussy healthy. No,
yes,
I'm
yes, with a little bit of vodka. Okay, all right, fine. You fucking called
me. Wait, really?
Out on it.
Some vodka?
Yeah, it is. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Whatever. I'm a little nervous.
It you know is. What I mean? I love this. I wish that there was vodka in my Red Bull, but I'm drinking a strawberry apricot Red Bull.
Oh, okay, fancy. I like that.
It's a summer edition because summer's what around the corner. Okay, Aaron.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. It's always good to see you. And, you know, fuck, we're alive. And summer, like you say, is approaching. I'm looking forward to that. I have a Peloton bike that's coming in today as well. So I'm really, really, I'm looking to get my summer body back and, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I once said to somebody with a Peloton, I said, do you have an outdoor bicycle too? And they said, Nicole, that's just called a bicycle. And I felt so dumb.
Exactly. No, but I've been looking to get an outdoor bicycle as well. I think I'm going to refer to it as such from now on, from here on out.
I got my indoor bike and my outdoor bike.
Anyone want to go outdoor bicycling? Yeah, that'll be the question I pose.
Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
You play Anthony on Grand Crew.
I do.
And I'm going to ask you some Grand Crew questions. And listeners, if you don't understand these questions, it means that you've been falling back on me, not supporting me, and you're a fucking asshole. So go watch Grand Crew.
Exactly. Which, by the way, is streaming on Hulu and Peacock. Let's just
and
shamelessly
Peacock.
Plug the whole.
I mean,
podcast,
why the fuck
the
not?
Episode.
It's a great fucking show.
It really
I
is.
Love working with you, and we need to come back.
Yes, and we will.
Let's see. What question? I don't want to give anything away. Mm. But, okay, how about this? Anthony has an alter ego, King Tut, when it comes to drinking.
Yeah.
Do you have an alter ego when it comes to drinking?
I probably have many alter egos when it comes to drinking. But, yeah, I definitely think that when that episode came out, right, my brother hit me on my phone and was like, bruh, this reminds, like, they got this right. You must have told Phil, who's obviously the showrunner and the creator of our show. you must have told him about just sort of your drinking habits and how much you, for one, love to change clothes throughout your whole life. I've been like a guy who's like changed clothes throughout the day when I was a child. Mm-hmm. But now when I'm drinking, like, yeah, I think I like to turn up every now and again. Like, there's nothing wrong with a good turn up. And I think that's Turn Up Tony, right? Is what King Tut turns for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all about the King Tut life. There's a time and a place for it, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'm a good time. I like to socialize, and I like to meet different people, and so I don't get angry like Anthony did in that particular episode. You know, he got a little down on himself, but I definitely like to, you know, socialize and see what's out there.
I used to drink so much more than I do now.
Yeah.
And anytime I had like a 6 a.m. call time, oh boy, would that be awful. There was once I was hungover on this job and I slept in our set chair.
I know where this is going.
It just in the wildest way possible. And once you were hungover, and it was so funny.
Yeah.
I got this like brilliant picture of you. I think we all had a day where we were like, oops.
Yeah. You know, there were, I don't want to tell anybody else's business, but there was a couple of nights that like me and Carl went out and you know, we didn't get like turnt, but like, you know, when you're in the moment, you just think like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, we'll be good tomorrow. Like, I haven't really drank as much as I normally do, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's that 6 a.m. call time that gets you, like you say, because like, you don't get to get, you know, your 6 hours of sleep or whatever. So if you're in at 2, you wake up at 6, that's 4 hours. You're just like, oh, mm-hmm. shit, this is going to hurt a little bit. Yeah. By 10 a.m., it's a whole nother story.
That happened to me on Monday. I went to a drag show and I kept drinking and drinking. And then I had a Red Bull at like midnight.
Oh.
And then I was like, I could go forever. Cut to 9:30 in the morning. And I was like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't live.
Yeah,
it was terrible. Truly awful.
It really is. Like being at work hungover is the worst because there's so much waiting around that mm-hmm. you do, you know, in between setups and takes and all that. And so, yeah, I try not to do that if I can help myself. But, you know, my alter ego takes over sometimes. I'm watching Moon Knight right now. He's got, like, dissociative, like, personality disorder or whatever.
What's Moon Knight? Oh, wait. That's, like, a Marvel joint where he's a mummy, but then, like, doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, basically, yeah. With Oscar Isaac and Ethan Hawke. Mm. And it's entertaining. I mean, I'm 2 episodes in, but, like, yeah, anyway. So I felt like that. At times, I have woken up and been like, yo, what happened? Like, you know, took over. What the fuck? Yeah, it's all good.
If Oscar Isaac walked into the Zoom right now, I would try to crawl into my computer to suck that dick.
Wow. I love this transition. Look at that. I'm sucking Oscar Isaac's dick.
Ooh, it's yummy. Yum, 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 yum. Okay, here's another question. Which Grand Crew character are you the most similar to when it comes to dating?
Ooh. That is a good question. I think like, this is going to sound so diplomatic, but like, I feel like I've been all of the male characters at some point of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I am probably, as much as I don't want to admit this, I'm probably most like Noah, because I'm kind of a lover boy and I'm kind of a simp. And like, you know, I mean, I definitely have had my Playboy days, I guess, in my life, but like, you know, I do enjoy being in a relationship, and I do love, and
mm-hmm.
I can be a bit I don't know that I'm romantic, but I do enjoy, you know, the intimacy that comes with being in a relationship. So yeah, I would say probably Noah. That's terrible to admit. I don't know. I'm so much cooler than Noah, but like, yeah. But I guess when it comes to dating. But I don't fall in love as easily as Noah does, right?
Like, okay.
So that's where we defer. Like, I feel like I've had my relationships and I'm in a relationship now, as you know. But like,
mm-hmm.
but like, it takes a special person for me to really, you know, want to like be involved with them on that level. Other than that, like, I can sometimes be like Sherm and just kind of be, you know, playing the field. I assume that's what Sherm's doing.
That's interesting. We don't really, there's only been like one episode where he like hooks up with anybody.
Right. And now I've never broken a bed. I have broken a few beds.
A few.
Maybe a couple is more accurate. A couple's accurate. And
what a treat. I would love to break a bed just by fucking. If I broke a bed just by laying, I would just not leave my home ever again. I'd be so sad. I'd be like, I broke a fucking bed. We gotta rethink some shit.
I mean, I think, like, you know, I don't know, to the bed's credit, like, I don't think it was necessarily all my doing. I think some of them might have been a little fragile, right? Like,
one of them IKEA joints.
Yeah, the little IKEA joints. It was the wear and tear of the many, many people before me is kind of what I'll say.
Yeah. Aaron, I have a tweet from June 3rd, 2016.
Of mine?
Yes, it says...
Oh, my God.
Had to sleep on the couch last night because I bet my lady Cleveland would take game one. So I'm going to ask you,
shit.
How important is it for your partner to be interested in sports in a relationship?
Man, look at this. Look at this journalism. Fuck.
She's got a new assistant who actually does her job. It's been a long road and I trust this one more.
I love it. I love it. It's important for me, I think. Like, I'm into sports. I used to play sports. You know, like, basketball was my first love. So I don't need a woman to, like, that I'm dating or, you know, with, like, to have the same level of passion that I have with it, but just to be able to sort of, you know, take them to a game and them mm-hmm. appreciate it for what it is, like, it's nice, because you want your partner to be able to do the things that you like to do as well, and for it to be a two-way street as opposed to just like, okay, we're only gonna go do what you're interested in, right? It's like, you should mm-hmm. be sharing your passions and your life with that partner. So I wouldn't say it's, like, you know, the top of my list, but it definitely helps. It definitely helps.
Fair.
Are you into sports at all?
Okay, I like basketball. I uh-huh. do. I don't follow it though, but I did watch the All-Star game this year. Boy, oh boy, every single person they introduced was so fucking hot.
So this is what, like, I was going to get to. I knew you were going to fucking say that, and I wanted to ask you, because, like, I'm not going to lie. When I recently took, you know, my girl to the Lakers game or whatnot, and, you know, we were sitting courtside, and so, like, I'm like, there's a part of me that's like, I bet you she's just looking at these niggas, like, she's probably peeping such and such and such and such, right? Like, but whatever, I'm gonna just watch the game. So is that how it is for you when you go to the game?
I mean, yes, they're all so big, and just, like, their faces are so beautiful. Like, all of them are hot. Even the ugly ones are hot. It's wild. I couldn't believe it.
They're like statuesque, right? They're gladiator men.
Yes, and then they're just, like, dribbling and running and sweating. And it's like, boy, oh boy, is it delightful to watch.
Okay, all right. I'm not mad at it. I understand. I understand. I understand. And you know what? I am mad at it, but I also understand.
Well, we all have our lanes in life, you know?
Yeah.
Some lanes are meant to do basketball. Some lanes are meant to do acting.
Yes.
Speaking of which, you are the youngest son of two actors. Mm. You're part of a black acting dynasty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I watched your mom on an episode of maybe House of Pain.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I watched it for, like, a podcast, I think, and she's very funny.
She's hilarious. My mom is, like, thank you for that, first and foremost. But, like, my mom is very funny in real life. I don't know that she's aware of how funny she is in real life. But I think she also has, you know, she has some comedic chops as well, you know. She did do, I think it was Meet the Browns, in fact. I don't know if it was House of Pain.
Oh, maybe it was Meet the Browns.
I remember when she got that job, it was like, it was very, I guess, scary for her. And much like Grand Crew was for me, right? Because it was kind of the first time doing, like, a sitcom. And yeah, she knocked it out the park. What was those podcasts you were doing? Like, why did you have to watch Meet the Browns for a podcast? That's a better question, right? Like,
Nicole, what mistakes have you made in your life that you're now watching a bunch of Tyler Perry? One, Tyler Perry's a genius.
Yes,
two, it
absolutely.
Was for newcomers. So me and Lauren Lapkus, we watched Star Wars for the first season, Lord of the Rings for the second. My God.
Oh, God.
And then the third season, we were like, can we have fun? And they were like, okay, what do you want to do? We said, the Madea Cinematic Universe. So we watched a bunch of Tyler Perry shit.
Wait. Is this where the oval came into
yes,
play?
Yes, this is how I discovered
okay.
the oval.
Okay.
I have fallen off the oval train, but I need to get back on. And then when I met Taraji P. Henson, I was like, I'm so sorry to ask you this, but I am fascinated by how Acrimony was shot in 8 fucking days. She was like, not only was it 8 fucking days, it was my weekend. It was my hiatus from Empire.
Are you
kidding? She shot it in 8 days during her fucking hiatus. Or actually, I think principal photography was 8 days. I think she shot for 5. And she said that the way they did the fight scenes is they would do the fight. Tyler would go, freeze. Everyone would freeze. And then they would repo the cameras to get a different angle on the fight. And I was like, the man.
Get out of here.
Has figured it out.
Yo.
Like, you make all this money. And say what you will about the content. I had a fun time watching the movie. It's campy. It's funny. It's,
sure.
I don't know. Like, I think he's on to, he, or not, he's on to something. He fuck, he's like building an airport. He did it. He fucking wins.
He wins, man. I mean, you know, say what you will about the content, like you said. He's cracked the code, man. He's cracked the code. Yeah. Like, it's a trip, man. It's a trip. But I used to watch campy, as you called, films, or just like really kind of like horrible filmmaking, mm-hmm. like with an ex-girlfriend of mine. We used to purposely put on like, you know, those like straight to, I don't know, fucking, not even BET, but like, you know, whatever that, like, whatever the whatever, I can't say the word, subsidiary.
Subsidiary.
Yeah, there you go. Of that would be. And it gave us great joy. I mean, you know, it's almost like, they're unintentionally just making, you know, the best comedy out there right now. So.
Yeah, but I think he knows what he's doing.
Really?
Yeah, I think he knows he's making like soap opera-esque shit and that the drama is so dramatic. On the Oval, a woman gets decapitated with a samurai sword. Why is there a samurai sword in the White House?
Doesn't matter.
And the way this man picks up the head is so fucking funny. It is. And then, like, there's gay sex. And the way that happens is they're like, no, you don't want it. And he's like, but I do want it. And you're like, wow, why can't people just be like, hey, listen, it's okay.
Yeah. But you can't turn away, right? You can't turn away at all.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Speaking of drama.
Yeah.
Don't you love these segues?
I do. Yeah.
How did you get into theater? I know you grew up in West Adams. You went to New Roads High School in Santa Monica, along with Evan Ross, Dakota Johnson, and Carly Chankin?
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
Carly. She's an actress as well.
Carly, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to Google you now so I know.
Yeah, Google her. And honestly, like, I can't even. Well, she was in Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah. I know who this lady is.
Yeah. So. Anyway, how did I get into acting? Well, I guess initially, like for me, like I said, I was a basketball player. So my ninth grade year, I was a freshman on varsity. I had to, you know, kind of plug that real quick so people know. I really used to do this back in ninth grade, which is like years and years ago. I can't ball at all anymore. And anyway, went to this school out in Compton and was like, after that ninth grade year, it was just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if this is it. So I asked my parents if I could transfer to New Roads and went to New Roads. And from there on, for one, couldn't play basketball because of CIF rules, where if you transfer from another high school, then you have to sit out a year. So I just was like, I'm going to delve right into just like theater and film and improv. And I started doing all those things and had a couple of like professional auditions that my parents allowed me to do. Like they really weren't going to, them being professionals themselves, were like, we don't want you to be a child actor. Like we want you to have your life and all that. And so it was great. I'm glad that they did that in retrospect. But from then on, pretty much, I was like, fuck it, man. This is what I want to do. I fell in love with it. And every year I fell in love with it more and more until I eventually dropped out of high school to pursue acting full time.
Do you have a GED?
I do have a GED. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't know why I screamed that at you.
You didn't expect that, right? I mean, I'm playing Anthony, who's like such a you know, studious person, and yeah, he couldn't be further from how I was as a student.
Wait, I just love that as a teenager, you knew another high school to go to. I didn't know anything about it. I was just like, I don't know, I'll go to this one and one day I'll get to leave.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I want to be an actor. I don't need to, like, you know, be in school for it. I can get my GED. That's so wild to me. I had no direction in life for a while.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, when I look back on it, like, yeah, I kind of have that same perspective. Like, who the fuck was this young kid who, like, you know, had so much self-awareness, like, and you know, but at the time it seemed like a kid who really didn't have any direction, like, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people when I left school, mind you, it's a private school at that, so like they were like, oh, this dude Aaron wants to go off and, you know, be an actor. Like, good luck. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not the most reasonable thing to say to somebody. But yeah, for whatever reason, man, I just thank God. Like, I guess those were, I don't know. It's just my inner compass, like, was just like, yeah, no, go this way, go this way. And I'm so happy that I kind of followed that voice inside. But what a trip, man. Yeah, I don't know how.
Wait, what year did you drop out?
Senior year.
Oh, okay.
So, like, a lot of my friends were, I always hung out with, like, older people, you know, so, like, the grades above me. My brother is 4.5 years older than me, and we're really close. And so I think with him always kind of allowing me to, like, be around his friends and shit, like, I just kind of always sort of gravitated towards, you know, the older crowds. And so at any rate, my senior year, I did have friends in my grade, but, like, most of my close friends had already gone off to college. So for me, I was just like, man, I'm just so fucking tired of school. I just was. And also I just like didn't have that group, that tribe that I previously had. And so I just was like, man, I'm just gonna go do my thing. You know what I mean? That was my senior year of high school. And I went to Culver City Independence school or whatever and got my GED and later got a diploma. And yeah, that was kind of my story.
I wish I had dropped out of high school. I fucking hated high school.
Yeah.
I just found, I don't know what, I guess it was my senior year. They made us make these like books about your life.
Okay.
And one of them was just like my experience in high school. And I literally wrote, I was like, I've had senioritis since fucking freshman year. I'm tired. I don't want to be here.
Man, I feel it. I had senioritis since fifth grade. You know what I mean? Where I was just like, I don't want to be. I had a fucking horrible fifth grade teacher who wanted me to...
What's her name? Shout her out. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to.
I'll totally shout her out. I don't give a damn. Like, yeah. Nigga, I made it. So fuck it. Fuck you, I'm working. Hopefully I'll still be working after this. Miss Sher was her name. Yeah. That was her name. I remember you. And she did everything. She wanted to hold me back in fifth grade. I applied to summer enrichment program at a school, a private school out here in LA, and got in. And she like wrote a letter on her own accord to like try to get them to revoke my acceptance.
Oh yeah, what a fucking bitch.
Yeah,
there are so many teachers and adults who like don't like kids, and then like try to get at them, and it's like, bitch, you're damn near what, 50 or whatever? Like, go get yourself a hobby and a life.
Come on, give me a break. And I'm like, I'm 10 years old. Like, why do you have such a vendetta against me? Like, you're
bullying a 10-year-old. Like, what's wrong with you?
She would like see me out on Larchmont because our school was like not too far from there in Hancock Park, and like mad dog me. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, am I getting to you that? Anyway, it was. That's neither here nor there, but yeah. Shout out to Miss Sher.
That's so funny. I had a teacher, Ms. Fortescue. She hated me. Ms. Gizzy, she accused me of cheating. She got married later. I think her legal name now is Ms. Rosada. I love shouting them.
Yeah, shouting them out. Go find them. Go find. No, don't do that. We don't condone violence.
And get with it. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I had so many fucking teachers who just didn't like me in a way where I was like, I'm 6 and I understand that this adult doesn't like me.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what to do to make you like me.
No, for sure. I mean, it was painful, but like I couldn't process that at the time. So I just got angry and angrier and angrier. But you know, after many, many years of therapy, I've calmed down. So
it's so funny. I feel like people go, kids are resilient. And I'm like, we're not. We grow up and then have to go to fucking therapy.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm looking for a new therapist, and boy, oh boy, is it a fucking pain.
It can. I have a great therapist. He's very, very, like, unconventional, but I love him. And shout out to my therapist, Gerald Lee. Shout out to him. I got to shout him out. We're shouting out people now. I feel like I'm on, like, you know, I don't know. I'm on a radio show or podcast.
When you say unconventional, the first thing that popped in my head is, like, he's got drums, and he's like, dang. Tell me your feelings and come back tomorrow. I don't know. Like,
almost. Like, yeah.
Really?
Like we meet in nature always. Like, we have our sessions in nature. Like, we'll find a tree and like sort of sit on the tree. And then, you know, he's definitely an advocate for like holistic medicine.
Okay. Smoking the reefer and have a nice time.
Hey, Rasta. Yes. Yes, man.
Bomb the glot. Smoke the weed.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a little bit of the mushroom. I don't know how much of this I can say on, but whatever.
Oh, I think it's fine. There's a lot of therapists and, like, doctors who are licensed to do that shit. And I think... I don't know. I just like read an article that said mushrooms are really good for people with depression where a lot of medication doesn't work, but like microdosing mushrooms does.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So there you go. So he's, you know, he's introduced me into to a lot of new things.
Give me his information offline, please.
I definitely will. I absolutely
yeah,
will.
Yeah. I'd been with the same therapist for like 4 years and I was like, you know, she was very helpful and I really, really loved her. And I was like, I think it's just like time for me because I'm a different person than I was 4 years ago. Yeah. I think it's like time to re-up. I don't know.
No, that makes sense. It's like we're all like constantly evolving, right? And so like I liken it to, for instance, like a lot of actors will stay with like one acting teacher for like years and years and years. And I'm like, yo, like there's other acting teachers out there that, you know, have something to offer you. So like, you've gotten that tool, you've added it to your tool belt. Like now it's time to acquire more tools. So yeah, I got you, no doubt.
Cause I had one acting teacher who I really fucking loved, Robert DeVanzio. Just shout out to Robert. He like changed a lot of stuff that I was doing for the better. And then he wasn't available for this like one coaching session before I tested for something. If you're listening, you don't know what I'm talking about. Take a test get a part. Sit in an office that doesn't look anything like the set you're going to be on in front of a bunch of executives who have come from a meeting who are very angry. The room is very cold. Your nipples are hard because you're like, nobody knows what heat is. And then you have to do the scene to the best of your ability in this awful environment where nobody seems to want you to like get the part. No one's happy to test.
No, I hate testing. It's such a necessary evil, but I hate it. You know, and I had to do it fucking twice for this project.
Which is so wild.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's all good. I'm just so happy that I got the role because I would have been salty. I'd have been one of those salty people on Twitter, been like, yeah, the fuck Grand Crew. Grand Crew ain't all that. You know what I mean?
Like,
they didn't want this. It would have been good if it was me. Yeah, anyway. I don't know.
But I had an acting teacher who I was like doing the lines with her or this coach or whatever. And she was like, hey, you do this thing where like right before you say something funny, you look up like you're looking for the joke. She's like, you're a funny person. You're not telling a joke. You're just funny. So just deliver the joke. And I was like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
She's like, yeah, a comic is looking for like and being like, yeah, here it is. But she's like, you're just funny. So just beef. And I was like, oh, my God, that like changed.
And it clicked for you.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, I didn't know I was doing that whole time. And she's like, yeah, it's not a character trait. She's like, this is you as like a comedian. She's like, and you're funny and you don't have to telegraph the funny. And I was like, oh my God.
That's brilliant. That's super brilliant.
So, you know, sometimes some change is fucking helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Aaron, real quick.
Okay.
We got to take a break.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Wonder how much of your personal data is out there? Your name, contact info, social security number, and home address? Even information about your family members. Ooh, ah! All being compiled by data brokers and sold to the highest bidder online, leading to identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. Ring-a-ling. You can protect your privacy with Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal info from the largest people search databases on the web. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exact information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Delete Me isn't just a one-time service. Receive regular personalized privacy reports showing what they found, where they found it, and what they removed. Imagine this. You go on a few dates with someone from a dating app and things don't click. You move on, but they don't. They start showing up at places you frequent, sending messages, and it becomes clear they found your personal information online. That's scary, right? I think so. Knowing my data isn't as exposed makes me feel a lot safer. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/date me and use the promo code date me at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/date me and enter the code date me at checkout. joindeleteme.com/date me. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DATEME20, Nuuly, subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. And we back. Okay, Aaron, let's get into it. You're in a relationship. How'd you meet your lady?
Oh, well, this is, let's cue the like violins and everything, because this is about to get really, really, really romantic. Me and my lady actually went to elementary school together. We were actually in the same class with Miss Scher. Shout out to Miss Scher once again. And she, technically speaking for me, I guess, you know, as much as you can have one in fifth grade, was my first girlfriend. So, yeah, that's how we initially met. And then she broke my heart at that summer enrichment program that I was telling you about earlier.
Oh, my God.
She broke up with me on the bus.
On the bus?
On the bus. she said, you know what, Aaron, I am no longer dating you. I'm dating XYZ. And
No.
That's how I caught the news. That's how I caught the news. And I went on to be, you know, a bit of a playboy for many, many, many years after that, all because of her. I blame her. So any of my previous girlfriends or flings out there, you have her to blame. It's not me. I'm taking no accountability for that. I'm joking. And then anyway, so then we happened to just kind of cross each other's paths a few years ago at a bar and exchanged numbers. And then a friend of mine had a party. She was there. And then one thing kind of led to the next. And, yeah, here we are now.
I fucking love that. That like you dated in first fucking grade and then you found each other. Oh, fifth grade. Sorry. In fifth grade. Yeah, but how do you date in fifth grade? What do you like? Do you want to hold my crayon?
I got you. Like, let me show you, you know, the game that Aaron had in fifth grade. Like,
yeah, tell me.
This is how you do it for all you fifth grade listeners out there. I used to write notes, and so this is very Noah-esque. I used to write notes to her and like place them in her desk, because you know you used to have like those desks that would like pop up and then go down, and then you know that's where you carry your books or whatnot. So I would put notes in her desk, and I would put candies in her desk and stuff like that.
Oh my fucking God. You had game in fucking fifth grade.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My God, what a dream. I still don't know how to talk to men. I see a hot man, I go, sorry.
That's, I mean, again, but my brother, right? Like I said, mm-hmm. This all comes back around. Look at this. This is so finally, the threads are just all there. My brother, I guess, you know, watching the game, I was able to sort of, you know, soak up some game. But yeah, like we went to a trip to DC, I remember, you know, to visit like the White House and everything. And me and my two buddies, you know, your parents give you some money for the trip. And so we went and got each of our quote unquote girlfriends like necklaces, like silver mm-hmm. necklaces. So I gifted her with that. I played Sammy, I Like the Way. I have a song for you that I want you to hear. And I passed uh-huh. my CD player back a few rows to my girlfriend at that time. And it was like, yeah, play that song. I think of you when I hear this song. Like, you know, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's some ways, you know, I mean, you know. Pimping ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it. You know what I mean?
Pimping in fifth grade ain't easy, but you know, your boy, he going to do it.
Pimping's going to do it. Pimp-a-ray. No, I don't know. I had a pager, too, funny enough.
In fifth grade?
That did not work. I would steal my dad's pager and wear it. I was a handful.
That's so fucking funny. Maybe that's why your teacher didn't like you. She was like, why the fuck does this kid have a pager?
I mean, yeah, there were reasons. I might have given her some reasons. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. But, you know, I was a child, nonetheless. I was a child.
Oh, my God. I truly don't have game like that. Like, that, what a treat. I wish I was smooth. I am not smooth.
Well, do you have like a pickup line, a go-to? Like when you meet, I mean, what do you do like in those scenarios? Okay. Now, we're not even talking about fifth grade, Nikki.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So I was bad up until like a couple years ago. I, on the apps and shit, and in person, I'd be like, do you want to fuck? And
oh,
then
shit.
People would be like, oh my God, okay. Or like, no, thank you. And I'd be like, okay, whatever. But then I've learned that like men apparently like a chase or something. And you can't be like too easy, because if you're too easy, there's no chase involved.
Right.
I don't know. It feels like dating is just a game. But then everyone who's in a relationship is like, no, it just like happened. We looked into each other's eyes. They batted their eyes 18 times and I did it 2 times and it came to 20. Now we love each other. I don't understand it.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, then let me ask you like the reverse question. Like, how do you like to be approached by men? Is there a difference? Like, or can a guy be like, yo, you trying to fuck? Is that a good way?
A guy can.
Oh,
but
okay.
Lately, she's been horny for a relationship. So I think now I like to be like pursued nicely, where it's like, do you want to go on a date? But the last time someone was like, do you want to go on a date? I was like, ugh, why are they asking? And why do they seem to like me so much? Which is fully insane to
think.
Yeah,
like, wait. So you want a relationship and you want to be treated nicely. But when someone asks you, hey, do you want to go on a date? You're like, whoa, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like,
yes, I get suspicious and I go, something's wrong with them.
Okay.
Which is fully, truly wild. I don't know. It's just the apps suck.
Yeah.
People like in person, I guess I'm not going places where there's single men. Like last, on Monday, I went to a drag show. There were no single men looking for pussy there.
Right.
They were all looking for a different appendage.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I guess when I go to bars, I don't really like talk to other people. I'm like with my friends.
Okay.
Which is a very LA thing. People in LA don't mingle.
They don't. Yeah. It's not that type of town, right? LA is very like cliquish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. I feel that. Oh man, I feel like, I don't know. That's such a, I don't know how to help you on that one. I'm trying to go.
It's tough, but you know, I'll figure it the fuck out. Here's a question. What's one of the worst dates you've ever been on?
Oh, wow. Man, you know what's so funny, though? When you're as charming as me, I mean, it's just really... No, I got this question. Me and Carl were, like, doing an interview together and like someone asked me the same exact question. And it was really hard for me to recall like a really, really horrible date. So I can't recall like a horrible date, but I can recall the date that went south in a different way. Like, okay, so this is what happened. So, and I hope she's not listening, but whatever. So I was dating this chick. She was much older than me too. But I was dating this chick. We went on this date and we had a great time. And like, you know, decided to go back to her house. And I was like thrilled at that prospect of like, all right, we're going back to the crib. Like, all right, pull up. And we get back to her house and get inside. And I guess maybe it was even before we get to the door and she realizes, oh shit, someone's broken into my house, right? And so I'm like, oh, okay. Right, well, what did they take? And apparently this thief had taken a bunch of her shoes, right? Now, mind you, she was, and still is, I believe, to this day, like a shoe girl.
Uh-huh.
So in her mind, this was a personal job. This was an inside job, right? So come to find out, it was her ex-boyfriend, right? Like she kind of puts two and two together. I remember we go outside and on her porch and we're like kind of smoking a cigarette. She's like trying to stay calm. And she kind of sees her ex-boyfriend sort of in the distance or his car or whatever. And so then she's like, we should go back inside. It's this whole thing. She calls her brother, whom I didn't know. Now, mind you, this is like date two. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to smash. So she calls her brother, who I learned is a gang member.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, come over here, pick me up, and then I'll drive back to your house. And if you want, like, you know what I mean? I'll make sure everything's cool or whatnot. So we go pick him up. And fucking, he gets in the car. I don't know why I didn't just leave, but I was really the power of the pussy. Like I'm just like, you know, like she was bad. So anyway, fast forward, we get back to her house, and my man brandishes a weapon, like a gun. He's like, "Yo, like here you go, man. I want you to hold this for me just in case dude comes back." And I'm like, ah, man, like, you know, like, it's all good. Like, you know, like, I don't think I'll need that. Like, it's just, you know.
Oh, I don't think I need that gun. I
appreciate it, man, but I'm really not comfortable with that. Like, it was just one of those situations where, like, and, you know, granted, it was worth it in the end. But, like, it just one thing after another happened. And I learned so much about her, like, very quickly in that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still there. I still wanted to hit. So that's like the craziest story that I have. I don't know if it was, like, a bad date. It was just, like, a...
No, that's... I think that's...
It was spicy. It was it, you know... Yeah. There was
that's
danger.
A good word for it. Yeah, yeah, fucking yeah. Spicy.
Yeah.
When you're on a date... You get back to the crib and then someone's, you know, you got called for backup and they go, hold my gun. That's a spicy right? day.
And also here's the thing. I'm going to be real. Like the fact that her ex-boyfriend was stalking her and like just sort of distraught by them breaking up said to me that she probably had that WAP.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to see what this is about. This nigga's going crazy over this shit. Like we're going to see what this is hitting for. So anyway.
That's so funny. Someone being like, hold this reminds me, not of a date. My neighbor knocked on my door the other day at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Are you serious?
Yes. 3 o'clock in the morning. I answered my door. I was like, hello. And she was like, hi, Nicole. And I was like, hello, so-and-so. And she goes, listen, my stepson is coming over tomorrow and he is not nice. Can you hold this bag of valuables for me? And I was like, what? So I said, okay, because it was 3 a.m. and I was half asleep. And then I like put the bag down, went back to sleep, woke up and was like, wait a minute. I took a sleeping pill. Was that real?
Yeah.
Did that really fucking happen? And I went downstairs and I was like, yep, there's her bag. So then the next day, I like called a friend and they were like, you have to return it. What if she like calls the cops and she's like, Nicole stole my bag, and then her bag is in your house? So I was like, yeah, I have to get rid of this bag of valuables. But first, let me go through it. Nothing was valuable. So then I go to her house, knock on her door. She was like, come inside. I said, okay, which was a mistake.
Yeah.
And it was filled with dust. It was the dustiest home I've ever been in. And my allergies still haven't been the same. And this was like a week ago. And then she was like, thank you for holding my valuables. And I was like, did your stepson come? She was like, no. And I was like, are you okay? And she was like, yes. And I was like, okay. And that was the end of it. And she hasn't come over since.
I was going to be like, please don't ever come by. Don't knock on my door again. Like,
well,
you might
want
to create some distance
from
this person. This person sounds a little unhinged.
But she's really sweet. Like a month ago, she knocked on my door and she was like, hey, Nicole, do you have any bread? And I was like, no, no, I don't have any bread. And she's like, well, I'm hungry. And I was like, I guess you're going to have to go figure out your bread situation.
What?
And then another time, this is like a year ago when I still had a roommate. She knocked on the door and she was like, do you have any ginger ale? And I was like, I sure don't. And then John Millheiser was living with me and I was like, John, can you go get her ginger ale? And he was like, no. And I was like, please. So he went and got her a bottle of ginger ale. When he gave it to her, she was like, oh man, I wish it were cans.
Are you kidding me? Now, how old is this woman?
Honestly, she could be 49 and she could be 89. Like, she's a woman of color, so, you know, we be out there casting spells and tricking people.
Yeah, for sure. I feel it. Okay, question for you. Have you ever dated a really, really old man or an older man?
I have not. I am dying to see some old balls.
Yeah.
I have made out with an older gentleman when I was like in my 20s. I guess he was in his like 40s, late 40s. I don't remember. But like we made out and I was like, this is one of the best kisses I have ever had.
Really?
And then I was like, maybe I should go for older dudes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now what made the kiss one of the best kisses that you've ever had?
There was like passion in a way that I like cannot describe. Like he just like grabbed the small of my back and like threw me into him. And I was like, oh, okay. Because we were like on the streets of New York, which is already, I think, one of the most romantic things.
Sure.
But also disgusting because it's just like filled with fucking trash everywhere. But oh my God, it was like such a dream. And then I got in the cab and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the big city getting kissed by older men. And then later he was like, I don't know if I want this. And I said, fair, I understand. Okay.
Okay.
Aaron, here's one of the wildest things that's ever happened to me. And people who listen, you might have heard this story. Sorry about it. But, so I used to hook up with this guy. I call him Coffee Cup because I cannot remember his name. It's close to coffee, but it definitely is not Coffee Cup. And we used to hook up. We fucked a couple times. And then he just like disappeared from my life. And then I ended up moving out of the neighborhood. He like lived in the neighborhood, so it was like easy to see him or whatever. And I moved to LA. And I guess I had been in LA for like six years at that point, went to New York to do a live Why Won't You Date Me? Part of this, I don't actually know what it was. It was explained to me, but like, I don't really, you know, retain information that good. It's not my job. I remember lines and I forget them the next minute someone asks me what they were. So we're doing this live episode. It is so loud. The audio is like unusable. It's me and my friend Josh Sharp. And Josh kept being like, nobody's listening to us. Nobody was listening. Everyone was talking over us. And then I look out in the crowd and there's Coffee Cup. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And he was like, was good. And I was like, I don't know.
Wow.
How are you here? How did you know about it? And he's like, I've been following your career. And I was like, this is absolutely nuts. So then like brought him on stage. Nobody is listening. And I was like, how is my pussy? And he was like, it was so good.
Whoa.
I was like, oh, thank you. And then I wish I had, I don't even know if I have like the clip of that audio. I don't, it's like lost in the world.
Yeah.
But truly, so wild.
Oh,
I think
man.
That's probably the wildest, it wasn't even a date. It was just like the wildest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, well shout out to Coffee Cup. I guess,
ooh,
I guess he knows who he is, right?
I think I said Coffee Cup.
Coffee Cup, is that you?
And he was like, that's me.
That's
I'm a cup. That's what it is. I'm trying to think of any other wild things. I used to hook up with a coke dealer because he would give me free cocaine.
Ooh, cocaína.
Yeah, but that's like in my youth. Now I get it legally in the form of Vyvanse. No, I'm kidding. But like, if we're going to be real, it is an upper and it helps me concentrate.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think. One of the best times I've ever had was me and my friend went out on St. Patrick's Day to an Irish bar and pretended to be from England the whole time.
Oh my God. I've done that before. I swear to God. Go ahead though.
No. But yeah, we just were like, yes, we're from England. People be like, where? I'd be like, London.
That's hilarious.
London, England. And I feel like I showed my titties at that bar for a shot, like a shitty shot of something.
Okay.
And then I took that bartender home and he was Irish. And he was like, all right, Tatara, I need a Magnum. And then I saw it and I was like, nah, who needs a Magnum? But nobody in this room.
And really? Is that right? That you're shaming him right now?
Well, it's not a shame.
No, I'm just joking.
I'm just saying, if you say you need a Magnum,
and you're down,
I think you should, you know, have a Magnum to back it up with.
Yeah.
He also did what I referred to as spider climb. He like spider climbed up my body to come on my face.
Whoa. Wait. First of all, I love that description. It's so, so vivid. But like, spider climbed up your body.
So like, he's you know, stroking. And
what position
like,
are we in when he's stroking? Like
missionary.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then
and then just like really quickly, like his whole body like eclipsed my eyes. And I was like, what is happening? Then I saw that quote unquote Magnum in my face. And then, ooh, cover my face in jizz. And it got in my eye and I screamed, my eye.
Okay.
And I was like, you have to go. And he was like, okay.
How many have you come in your eye? That's amazing. Does that happen often? Does that come in your eye? How many times does that happen in your life?
I would say I have it come in my eye maybe twice.
Okay.
Maybe twice.
Do you like to taste cum? Do you like the taste of cum? Do you like to like, are you a spit or swallow? Are you like,
oh, I'm spitting it out all the fucking way.
Okay.
And I make a production of it. I go, where's the cracking?
Okay. Okay. All right. Right on.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'd swallow for like somebody I love.
Yeah.
But like, I don't see it. It's not necessary. It's not nutrients. It's not a yummy treat for me.
I mean, hey, I'll take your word on it. You know what I mean? But like,
but, you're like, I don't know, Nicole.
I don't know, Nicole.
I mean, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess if someone asked, but also how funny to make someone say, hey, do you mind swallowing my cum?
Right? Yeah. Like, how do you, like, that's such a, like, where do you have that conversation? How do you broach that?
Yeah. How do you bring that up?
Like, hey, I really love if you would start swallowing my cum. I just feel, I don't know. I want to feel more close to you. I don't know.
Yeah, but then I'd have to be like, all right, let me think of something I need you to swallow.
Yeah. I mean, right? Two-way street.
It's a two-way street. Gotta swallow something up. Swallow up my titty. Okay, Aaron.
Yeah.
Have you said I love you to your girlfriend? Yes, right?
Yeah, of course. What?
What? I know. You guys have been together for a long, long time. Okay, when did you say I love you?
Oh, man. Ah, Jesus Christ. Again, just got this question the other night. She was with me. I don't remember. I don't remember, like, the first time that I said to her that I love you. And nor could she remember. But I feel like, I mean, look, it was pretty early on. Like, I want to say, like, it was at least within, like, the first, I don't know, 5-6 months.
Okay. All right. That is, I don't think that's that quick. 5-6 months? Maybe it is. I don't know. When did you guys move in together?
We moved in together shortly thereafter. Yeah, we moved in together, like, I don't know, maybe like 8 months in. You know what I mean? It was again, relatively soon. I feel like a lot of our friends were like, oh, okay. Like, you're doing that, huh? Like, all right, bet. But yeah, I've gotten to a place like where it's like, if you have those feelings, and I've always kind of been like somebody who wears their heart on their sleeves. I'm like, yo, if you feel some type of way, and the vibe seems to clearly be there, like, then like, why not just let it be known?
Mm-hmm.
Though I can't remember exactly when that was. That was the feeling that I had, and luckily, judging by where we are now, I guess she felt similarly. So here we are. Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. Before moving in, I wonder if you've been asked this question. Before moving in together, did you talk about finances? Were you like, this is how much I pay for rent? How do we split groceries?
Yeah.
Who plays, like, how do you have that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was definitely a conversation that we had. Like, you know, for us, we were like, okay, so as far as rent is concerned, like, she was like, this is what I, like, can do, given, like, you know, sort of my situation right now. And I was like, okay, great. Well, then I can do this. So then we, when looking for an apartment, we were like, all right, well, then we'll just kind of, this is our budget. And she's really good with budgeting, by the way. Like, she's really good with budgeting and really good with just planning in general, right? So, like, I credit all of that to her. She definitely was like, let's sit down, let's have a meeting, let's pour up some mimosas, and let's figure this shit out. You know what I mean? And so that was a conversation. And then, you know, she was so amazing, was like, okay, I can pay this for rent. You know, you're paying this for rent, but what I can also do is, like, I'll handle utilities, right? So that won't be something that you have to worry about, or, like, you know, groceries we can split. And so we definitely came up with, like, an agreement, right? Like, a game plan going into it, with the understanding too that I guess, like, you know, anything can change. And she's since gotten an even bigger position at her at work, and so things change and evolve, and then we come back to the table and definitely have those conversations. I think that's very important. Like, finances for me, like talking about that wasn't something, like, growing up that my family did, you know what I mean? So it was always sort of a faux pas, and I think she's kind of really, like, opened me up to that, like, where it's like, no, let's just have these, like, open and honest conversations, and let's strategically sort of, you know, build and plan for the future. So we had those uncomfortable conversations. They're probably less uncomfortable for her, but for me, I was like, this is weird. Why are you pocket watching me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't worry about what I got. You know what I'm saying? It's mine, you know? But yeah, so I had to shift my thinking in that way.
That's interesting. I'm with you on that. When I think about, like, being in a relationship or, like, sharing my life with someone, I'm like, well, that's mine.
Right. It's my money.
It's my things. Mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting to be like, yeah, you have to, like, come to the table, come to the red table and talk about some things that maybe you don't want to.
Right. No, but it's, yeah. Shout out to.
I was okay, let's talk about the slap. No, I'm kidding. It's been so long since it happened.
But, like, really, not really. Like, I mean, it, like.
Okay. 10 years is a long time to be banned from the Oscars.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I was like, how come none of these other badly behaved men are banned from stuff?
Let's shout them out. Roman Polanski. Let's shout out, you know, Woody Allen and so on and so forth.
Right? What's his name? Harvey. Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
He didn't have to give back nary a thing.
Man, come on. Do you think they're going to take his Oscar? I don't think they will. Right?
I don't think so. Hold on. We have to do another ad break. So let's take a break.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99 at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, you know, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. And we're back. No, I don't think they're going to take his statue because that's insane. That's fully insane. Yeah, you can't do that. I think it's like, oh, then you have to go through and take back the statues of all the other poorly behaved gentlemen.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you something. And this kind of, you know, this is a show on relationships and sex. So like, let me ask you, do you, and maybe you've already had this conversation with someone else. So if so, then tell me and we can scratch it. But like, do you think that he was protecting Jada? Do you think that that act was an act of protection or even like a... Do you agree with that? As a black woman, right? Like, are you like, all right, I'm with it. Yeah, we've kind of talked offline a little bit about this, but like...
I've talked to everyone about it.
I know, I'm
it was
sorry.
One of my favorite moments of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So me personally, I never need someone to hit somebody on my behalf who made a joke about me because a joke is a joke is a joke. And especially like if I'm bald headed and they make a bald joke, it's a joke. And I understand alopecia. I understand we shouldn't make jokes about people's appearances. I get it. I'm not saying that's okay. I just think hitting someone is out of pocket. That's wild. But if we were in a parking lot and maybe that happened, maybe I'd be like, yeah, that's what you fucking get. But it is like, it's the Oscars. It is like a ceremony. But then again, it's like, does it like, just because it's a formal event, does it mean, I guess it means, yeah, you're on your best behavior. You're not going to hit someone at a wedding or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I do not think he was protecting a black woman.
Yeah.
No, I do not think that is protection because she was not in danger. Defending her honor, maybe, I guess if you want to go there. But she has gone on the record to say she's proud of her bald head and she doesn't care what nobody thinks about her bald head. So why does she need protecting if she actively doesn't care?
Right.
Two, Chris Rock, apparently that was like, off script? What are you doing, my dude? Why are you coming for these people?
That's true, though. That's true.
What's like, the vendetta?
My guy, he don't really fuck with them for whatever reason. Like, that's...
Yeah, for a minute, because there's clips from the Chris Rock show where he's shitting on her. So it's like, maybe it's like a background, but also... In my brain, I think Will's a little bit on the edge. I think his relationship with this woman that he has chosen to be with is not maybe the healthiest for him and his heart and his brain. And I think he laughed. He looked at her. She was not happy. And he was like, I'm about to win an Oscar. I don't know. I have to do something. And then I think it was one of those things where you, I don't know about you, but I've been in situations where I'm watching myself do something and I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Come on now. And then afterwards, like all the remorse and shame, like, and you could see it on him. Like, after he was wolfing at Chris Rock at the commercial break, you just like, he's just like, what the fuck did I just do? You know what I mean?
And then the Council of Blacks surrounded him. You got to Tyler Perry, you got to Denzel going, or
I love how Bradley Cooper got in the mix too. Bradley Cooper's like, I got something to offer too. Hey, Willie, we talked.
He's like, I'm soulful. You've heard me sing.
Yeah, Chappelle's my guy, you know? For sure. No, it was, what a moment though. Like you say, I mean, I hate to laugh at someone else's misfortune, but, what a fucking moment for the industry and for
I mean,
just,
we're all talking about it.
Society,
you know, you hate to see, you know, people do it, but we keep shit interesting.
I was gonna say we are the most entertaining, so it is what it is.
But I just thought it was so interesting that a lot of people of a different persuasion had things to say. There was one in particular who like was doing a press junket and was like, I'm shocked and sick and whatever. But then like he kissed Alicia Silverstone at an award show. And I was like, well, that's a little bit out of pocket, too. So like, I mean, you assaulted someone at an award show. So you're in the same shoes. So how dare you cast judgment? Like Halle Berry getting kissed at the Oscars.
Yeah, that was
wild. That was not consensual. Like
there's
been so many wild things that have happened, but like people weren't penalized because we draw weird lines in the sand over what's right and what's wrong.
Right. No, that's true. That's a very, very valid point that I have to give, you know, give credit to. Like that's very, 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 very true. Like, I'm not going to say much more, but yeah. I don't want to get canceled.
I mean, if I get canceled over...
No, you
I
mean, what you said was great. You know what I mean?
Sashir and I had a whole episode of our podcast, Best Friends, where I had some of the hottest, worst takes.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, I was like, and I said it in the episode, I was like, I'm here for fun. Like, I'm taking out all of the like gravitas of it, and let's just be silly about it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it was divisive.
Okay, I'm sure.
People go, they got the strongest opinions on shit that don't actually matter. I'm like, let's end homelessness. I don't know. There's so many other things that matter in this world.
Yeah, for sure.
Aaron, okay, I asked all my guests this for a hot second, a couple months. I wasn't doing it because I was like, maybe I'll do something different. But then I decided, if it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it. Aaron, would you date me?
Yeah, I feel like you'd be fun to date. Yeah.
Wow.
I would. I feel like you have a great sense of humor. You're beautiful. I always say that. I always say that
too. Thank you.
No, you're smart. You're successful. You know what I mean? And like, you're sexual. I mean, at least in your podcast and in your stand-up, you talk about sets openly. So there's an openness, and I'm like, yeah, okay, let's see what this is hitting for. And because and since Coffee Cup said that it was amazing, I mean, now I gotta, you know, there's a part of me that wants to know, right? Here's my other thing. If I was almost willing to you know, take a gun from a man for some vagina, then I don't see why not. I don't see why not.
That is honestly the funniest answer. If I was willing to take a gun from somebody, why not fuck you, Nicole?
I mean, all right, cool. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Aaron. Yeah. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for doing this.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for having me.
If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you write me a nasty come on hitting on me to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, I will read it. Baby, are you the Hindenburg? Because you're on fire and I'm pretty sure you're about to go down on me. I mean, I do love to suck a dick. Wait, Aaron, do you have anything you want to promote?
No, I mean, well, look, obviously, right now, A League of Their Own is coming out in the summer, and I'll be recurring on that, have a heavy recurring on that, so look out for that. And outside of that, you know, hopefully we'll get a season two for Grand Crew.
Yes, Grand Crew is available on Peacock, Hulu, and then maybe reruns, and if you have cable, if you're one of those people, you can watch it on demand. So, okay, that's it. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.